In a tiny woodworking shop in South Minneapolis, I'm Angela Lundberg.
So spoons are these incredible utilitarian objects that are maybe the most intimate things we have in our house because we put them in our mouths.
Jess Hirsch is swinging a heavy axe in front of five women.
All right, so I still have a little more material over here for end grain. So I'm going to lob that off.
The women are students, and they're here to learn how to swing their own axes and carve spoons for the first time. Hirsch is their teacher. She's a petite blonde in her early 30s who has no problem throwing down an axe. She's the founder of Women's Woodshop.
I like to describe Women's Woodshop as my starter home. Mostly we offer classes to women and gender nonconforming folks.
Hirsch started out as a sculptor. She got into the craft world on a total whim, and it all began with a spoon.
It started with a very ugly basswood spoon that was 2 feet long and had a massive bowl, and I burned it. But it did start there.
A main inspiration for Hirsch is an old Scandinavian tradition of woodworking called slöjd. In Swedish, slöjd means sleight of hand, skilled, or crafty. It's a technique and philosophy that require carving with fresh-cut wood and hand tools. No power tools allowed. Hirsch learned more about slöjd on a recent trip.
When I was in Sweden, I was working with a number of different woodworkers and asking them what they thought slöjd was. And my favorite definition was slug slöjd, which would be clever slöjd, which it's just seeing what's around you and imagining what you can make out of that using the simplest means possible. So it's about being sly as you are a woodworker.
Hirsch notices an upsurge in people wanting to learn and do slöjd work.
I think it connects us to the landscape in a way that other types of woodworking doesn't. A lot of people do this through farming and gardening, but when you're working in a city and you have an apartment, it's a lot harder to grow food and get your hands in the soil, but you can get your hands dirty with working with wood.
But let's get back to those slöjd spoons. How do you actually make one? Hirsch says a straight knife, a hook knife, an axe, and a saw are all you need.
So to carve a spoon, typically, and my favorite process, is to start with like a little limb of the tree and pick where the spoon lives in the tree.
Hirsch says to then split the tree limb in half, avoiding the pith, which is the very center of the tree. Next, you draw the shape of the spoon on your wood, your spoon pattern.
You really want to indicate where you want the bowl of your spoon to live, and then you cut little saw marks to release the wood on the sides of the handle, and then you split that material away.
Refining, drying, and then oiling the spoon are the final steps.
And then now I want to bring this down so it's nice and elegantly sloped.
Hirsch says the hardest part is carving the rim of the bowl.
Any mistake is very obvious because it's such a fine detail of the spoon. So it's really having really crisp, clean lines is what makes the spoon sparkle at the end.
Hirsch's goal is to help make everyone's spoon sparkle. Yeah. For KFAI, I'm Angela Lundberg.
So hopefully that split didn't travel through and do that little hairline fracture I was telling you about.